Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Christmas Dilemma on PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And don't forget, it's Taylor Tuesdays. This is your last day to snag that last pair of tickets we have to go see Cruel Summer this Friday night.
At Innovation Square. And they'll be live in the studio with us to give us a little, give you a little sample of what's to be expected.
So when you hear those two back-to-back Taylor Swift songs, that's your cue to call up, be caller 8 to win those tickets. If you ordered something online, but you accidentally receive something completely different in the mail, would you do the right thing and bring it to the sender's attention, give it back, or would you just keep it and turn a blind eye? 585-252-9800. This is the dilemma our girl Tracy is currently in. Hi, good morning, Tracy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Talk to us about your Christmas dilemma, because you definitely got one.
I do. Okay, so my moral dilemma is from Christmas shopping. I was doing my Black Friday online stuff. And so I need to know what you guys would do.
Okay.
Us or the listeners, yes.
Yes, yes. I need help from anyone, everyone. So I ordered this present for my husband. It's like $50, something from Nordstrom's.
Yeah.
And the gift came this past Saturday. I unwrap it, and, like, my name is there, the label, it's from Nordstrom and everything, but instead of what I ordered him, there is a $350 Tory Burch purse.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Yes, like, I love Tory Burch. It's, like, one of my favorites. I'm staring at this box, like, what is going on?
Right.
That's so, a nice bag, yeah? Tory Burch?
I've never owned one of those.
It's so nice. I'm in love with it.
Oh my God. Okay. Pop off. Is that like a Michael Kors moment?
Like, picked just for me.
The equivalent for people who don't know, because I'm not familiar.
How much is a Michael Kors bag, Tracy? Like 100 something?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, easily.
What's Tory Burch go for?
No, it's like $350.
That's okay. Nice bag.
I mean, they range,
very
but
nice,
yeah, that's no JanSport.
No. I don't know if I should just, like, you know, forget about what I ordered my husband and keep the purse, or do I need to call and tell them what happened? Like, I definitely don't want bad karma. Like, I don't want any bad karma, but I kind of feel like maybe this was meant to be, like, my reward for doing a good deed or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. Like,
did you do a good deed?
I mean, it's not like the biggest thing, but like, I work in the city. I'm actually not far from you guys' studio on Commercial Street.
Yeah.
And a couple weeks ago, I saw this homeless man in the rain, you know, and I felt bad. I gave him like $5. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot, you know, but I don't know. I just, like,
yeah, you crushed
don't know
it.
If this is like God's way of rewarding me and saying thank
it.
You.
You crushed, I mean, like, it? What?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I want to make sure I understand. You a couple weeks ago gave a homeless guy $5, and now you think God is rewarding you with a $350 Tory Burch bag accidentally instead of Nordstrom sending your husband whatever $50 Tommy Hilfiger polo you bought him.
That kind of tracks, honestly.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, it tracks.
Okay.
It really does.
Yeah. So you're asking what?
You want to
obviously feel better about this because you wouldn't call if you didn't feel a little guilty. You're obviously still trying. You're on the fence here of what you need to do.
I don't know what to do yet. So I just need to know, like, what other listeners would do in my position. I need honest advice, though. Like, but let me just say, I don't care about the idiots who are going to try and, like, troll me right now, because if this happened to them,
no, 100%. My favorite part about people is they love to, like, jump down your throat if you don't make the right decision, but they wouldn't make the right decision either if they were placed in this
position.
Not
necessarily. I think there are a handful of people who would probably call and try and give it back and return it.
But what
are the benefits of keeping it? What are the negatives of keeping it?
I need to know what the benefits are of returning it.
The benefit is I have a really nice purse to wear to a Christmas party coming up.
I don't know. Taking advantage of situations or people for personal gain is just, it's not it.
but big box corporations take advantage of you every day. So make it make sense. It doesn't. As far as what?
Like, give me an example.
Like price gouging, price hikes, the economy being in the toilet, inflation. I can keep going if you need me to.
Nobody's forcing you to buy anything.
No, you have to buy things to live. So
yeah,
you have to.
Food. We're not talking about purses and bags.
But it doesn't matter. Regardless, you paid X amount for milk for so many years, and now it's $17 a gallon, half a gallon. You deserve that.
Okay,
to outset all of your costs.
Okay, sure. If we want to talk about groceries and food and milk. How about this, though? How about this, Tracy? What if the person that accidentally packed that Tory Burch bag for you is a single mom of two and now she gets fired from her job during the holidays?
Then she should be better at her job. Sorry. But that's not on you to, like, save someone else's position in work because they made a mistake that you benefit from.
Where's the empathy?
I mean, I just don't see empathy for big box corporations. I never have and I never will. Sorry, you can't change my mind on that.
What is your gut telling you to do, Tracy? Do you want to truly keep the bag, or is a part of you telling you you should return it?
I mean, I guess it's both.
Tracy, you don't get any...
Part of me is wondering, like, if I should make the call. I mean, I feel like, you know, it was their mistake. These things probably happen. I guess they account for it. I don't know.
Tracy, it's not... You don't get anything out of it from returning the bag. Let's just say that. You're not going to get anything out of it.
They're
just going to be like, oh, okay, cool, thanks.
You know who I would love to hear from is people in retail. If this took place, would you prefer somebody come and let you know that you made that mistake? Or is it dangerous because you risk getting fired? I'd love to know. 585-252-9800. By the way, Tracy, does your husband know this took place?
No, not at all. Then I'd, like, have to tell him about his gift. So
Merry Christmas to me. Just reorder the gift.
Are you
for him?
Yeah. What was it? What did you end up getting him?
It's a wallet.
Yeah, I was gonna. It's a $50 guest wallet.
Oh my gosh! How did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Yeah, absolutely. His current wallet is literally, like, falling apart at the seams.
Why is that,
like,
always the way? So, why?
Because guys sit on it.
Sit on it.
It's on their ass. They sit on it 24/7. Okay, well, Tracy, let's get to some text messages and figure out this dilemma. I say, I don't know. I would, if I were you, if you don't want the bad karma, just call Nordstrom and say, hey, I think you slipped up. Here's the bag. Can I get my husband's wallet? That's all. If you want to keep it, go ahead and keep it. But just know you did nothing to deserve it. Oh, that's right. You gave that homeless guy $5. So whatever makes you sleep at night. All right, we're going to get to some calls. Thanks for sharing your story. I appreciate it.
Thank you guys for helping.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
There was no help needed.
There's none needed. Talk soon. Happy holidays.
Okay, thanks. Happy holidays to you.
Okay, what does she do? Anyone have any advice? Oh, we got phones blowing up here. Let's go over to PXY. Who's this?
This is Tommy.
Tommy, what's up, buddy?
What up, Tommy?
Hey, what's up, guys? I listen to the show every morning. It's great.
Oh, we love you, Tommy. We're obsessed.
Thanks, man.
So what she should do 100% is make the call, return it, you know, God forbid. But in reality, I mean, I'm a contractor. If I was to get a brand new Milwaukee tool set in the mail,
Tommy, your mouth is literally sealed. So.
Listen, Tommy, speaking of being a contractor, this happened to my brother a couple years back. He was working, new couple, they just got married. He was doing their cabinets for them. They didn't know this All right, so here's what happened. He got up on a ladder. He's taking the cabinets down. And you know up top, on top of the cabinets, right before it hits the ceiling, like really high up?
Yeah.
He found an envelope. And in that envelope was hundreds of old school $20 bills stuffed in that envelope. Now, he could have easily pocketed that, but he did the right thing. He told the homeowners who just got married. They probably could have used it. And they were so extremely grateful. And they ended up giving my brother a couple hundy. I don't know how much exactly, but it's always circled back around. Like, my brother is, he's in the future, karma's karma. You got taken care of in other ways. Don't you think that, though, you would have done the same thing?
Absolutely. On a job site, without a doubt.
That's a very individual thing.
Off the side of the road.
Right. I feel like when it comes to person face-to-face interaction and interpersonal relationships, it's very different than your relationship or interaction with a big box corporation.
100%. You know, and like I said, I'm small time. I'm no biggie.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, competing with places like Lowe's or Home Depot, it's out of this world, you know. So we pride ourselves on that interaction because that's pretty much the only thing we can provide that makes us different.
Correct.
Yeah, well, Tommy, give your...
Plug
your business, man.
Dunright Enterprises and C-Corp.
Say it one more time.
Dunright Enterprises and C-Corp Lumber.
Nice.
There you go, C-Corp Lumber. Love it. Tommy, thanks for listening to the show in the morning.
Not a problem. Thank you, guys. Love it. Keep going.
You're the best.
Thanks, brother.
See ya. Let's get to some texts here, shall we? This person says, all you have to say is the package never arrived. They'll send you a new sweater. Problem solved. This person says, I feel like if you did reach out, they just say, thanks for letting us know. Keep the bag. They can't resell it. I mean, like, they can, but it's probably too much of a hassle for them to send it back, repackage it, yada, yada. It's too much. I think they do have a return policy on that stuff.
Well, that's why I wanted to have someone reach out who actually works in retail and let us know. What are the repercussions if you were to make that mistake? Would you get fired? Elena says, in any other case, I would say give the purse back, but it's Tory Burch. That's my favorite. Okay, thank you. Christina says, technically, yes, it is theft. If you ordered a cheap item and you were accidentally sent the expensive one, you should at least try to contact the sender or the company to arrange to return it if they want it back. If
your name is on the package. It's not theft.
If not, keep it. But good karma for trying and doing the right thing.
This person says, karma is not real. The world is evil. Whether you do good or bad things, take the purse and run. Get your husband a box of golf balls.
Oh, God.
Perfect.
Somebody's hurting right now. Let's give that person a virtual hug, shall we?
Aww. We're praying for you.
Michelle says, I worked at Ulta Beauty a few years back. I forgot to scan a woman's item at the counter. She tried doing the right thing and bringing it back to the store to let my manager know what a great person she is. And I ended up getting fired for it. Just keep the purse and call it a day, Tracy.
Period. You're just creating way more problems. They'll look at you and be like, what a pain in the ass that person is. You know what I mean? So just keep the bag and run. Or sell it. Make some money.
Rich says, send the purse back. If it's from Amazon, then keep it because they can afford it. Right. Okay.
Everyone can afford it.
Yes.
Trust me. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Listen, these things happen. So take it as a win, Trace, and move on. Tracy and Tori skipping down the street to their Christmas party. Love it.
The Tori Burch. Yes.